All right. Well, in addition to interviewing possibilities for the Supreme Court today, President Trump also says he spoke for about 30 minutes today with Mexico's president-elect, Andrés Manuel López Obrador.
We talked about border security. We talked about trade. We talked about NAFTA. We talked about a separate deal, just Mexico and the United States. We had a lot of good conversation.
Trump says he thinks the relationship will be a very good one. López Obrador is a leftist populist. He has pledged to stamp out corruption and violence, both of which are rampant in Mexico. His victory yesterday was overwhelming. He got more than half the votes cast in the election. Here's NPR's Carrie Kahn.
Andrés Manuel López Obrador won big. Not only did his new party, which is only 4 years old, take the presidency, it grabbed five governor's races and will be the biggest voting bloc in Congress. Since Mexico began its democratic opening in the late 1990s, no Mexican president has had such an overwhelming electoral mandate. Carlos Bravo Regidor, a professor at CIDE, a public research center in Mexico City, says the voters definitely expressed their anger with the political establishment, but they did not abandon democracy.
Let's elect the principal opposition leader and, you know, let's give him enough power to gather enough political capital to really push through, you know, a new agenda.
Voter Mario Ruiz Becerra says that's why he went for every candidate running under López Obrador's Morena party, too.
Se trata de eso, de que se lleve el carro completo, porque si no...
You have to give them the whole car or they'll just put the brakes on his agenda, says Ruiz. Just how far the president-elect will change Mexico's current establishment is unclear. His critics have long warned he's a leftist firebrand akin to Venezuela's Hugo Chavez, who will dangerously pull Latin America's second-largest economy towards socialism. Last night, in hopes of calming international investors and markets, López Obrador said he wasn't interested in expropriations or state control of the country's banks.
El nuevo gobierno mantendrá disciplina financiera y fiscal.
The new government will maintain fiscal and monetary discipline, he told supporters packed into a downtown hotel ballroom. Minutes later, the president-elect also said he will be doubling pensions for the elderly, giving education scholarships to the young, and aiding the disabled.
Por el bien de todos, primero los pobres.
We will provide good to all, but, says López Obrador, the poor come first. It's clear the incoming president has a lot of different sectors of society to satisfy. To get elected this time, his third run for the presidency, López Obrador united a disparate group of political interests, everything from veteran leftists to entrenched labor unionists to conservative evangelicals. He will also have to balance Mexico's precarious relations with the U.S. and President Trump. A tough task, says Carlos Bravo Regidor of the CIDE think tank, given that the president-elect at heart is an economic nationalist.
Although that doesn't mean that he's against NAFTA or that he's anti-globalization or anti-American. It just means that he's aware of the fact that, you know, NAFTA has not been all roses and rainbows for Mexico.
López Obrador insists he will be a tough negotiator with Trump and will get the respect from the U.S. president his predecessor couldn't. Eric Olson of the Wilson Institute in Washington, D.C. says López Obrador is in a tricky spot when it comes to balancing relations with the U.S. and appeasing critics at home.
He has to walk the fine line between those who want more assertive approach to Donald Trump and the pragmatic need to continue the cooperation.
Olson says if the incoming president is to complete his primary campaign pledge to crack down on corruption, he'll need U.S. intelligence and cooperation to make that a reality. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.